I have looked at the government's own website, which gives you four or five measures of secondary schools for 2016, bang up to date, and Kent sits round about mid-league tables, with one exception of being slightly higher for the measure of C grades in English and maths. Now, I'm going to ask the question one last time. As the chairman of the National Grammar School Association, explain to me, if you believe in the grammar school system so well, why is it we only sit around mid-table in a full grammar school county?
Well, I can't answer statistically for Kent, but I can answer, for example, for Northern Ireland.
I don't want to know about Northern Ireland because this is BBC Radio Kent, Robert.
I don't want to do anymore because you're a biased interviewer with a definite programme and you're not willing to look at the national situation. You're focusing entirely on a set of statistics.
For the county in which this radio station broadcasts,
well,
Robert.
I think we'll call it a day. Thank you very much for having me on your programme. Goodbye.
That was Robert McCartney. He's the chairman of the National Grammar Schools Association. To answer his point about why I won't look at the broader national picture, this is BBC Radio Kent, and we think the results of our schools here in Kent are very relevant to the...